it seems that Bruce Springsteen hasn't been born to run fast enough. He's been in court.
He has been, and this is over the DUI incident that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, dating all the way back until November. He appeared in court yesterday where he pleaded guilty to drinking in a public place because that's banned in the state of New Jersey, where he was picked up at that particular occasion. But the charges relating to actually driving under the influence and reckless driving were actually dropped. So just for those two shots of tequila that he had with fans in a park, he was fined just over $500, which, to be honest, is sort of loose change for somebody like Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. But nonetheless, he's coughed up that fine and paid it straight away. So the matter has now been brought to a quick and speedy conclusion.
Okay. Now, Denise Drysdale, it seems so long ago we were talking about the fact that she injured herself quite badly on the set of Holy Moly. Are we actually going to get to see the fall on the mini golf course?
Well, I'm not too sure we actually will get to see the particular infamous fall on Sunday night when that episode of Holy Moly does go to air. I confirmed on Wednesday with the Office for Workplace Health and Safety up in Queensland that their investigation into that particular incident, the WorkCover investigation, is still actually ongoing. It's still continuing. So I don't think we'll really see, I'm going to call it right here and now and say I don't think we'll see too much of that particular fall on Sunday night. You might see the lead up to it and then the aftermath and her being taken off to hospital and the like. We've seen a little bit of that unfolding in the promos that Channel 7's airing at the moment, really hyping it up and also hyping up the fact that Stephen Bradbury was the person that was playing on that particular hole with Denise at the time and did pull a Bradbury, as we also spoke about some time ago, where he basically said to me that he couldn't confirm or deny that story. So we all know what that means, and now that's seemingly been confirmed. But I don't think we'll really see too much of the fall. But look, you know, just like everybody else out there, there's been a lot of stories about how this particular incident unfolded. I'm very, very keen to see if we do actually get to see what happened on Sunday night, but somehow I doubt it.
Steve Bradbury's amazing, isn't he? Keeps winning things with other people falling over. Oh, good luck to him anyway. I was going to say just too quickly, the workplace investigation, I don't understand how these things can take 3 months. You know, like she fell over, there's the film of it. Like, what happened? You know, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sort of in a similar sort of camp. It's sort of a little bit interesting and a bit strange that that is still dragging on all of these months later. Sometimes they do take quite a few months, but, you know, investigation is ongoing is the line that I got this week, and the same thing that I told you, I think it was about a month or so ago now. So, yeah, interesting one. We'll wait and see what happens.
Okay, we've Dancing with the Stars is back. Who we've got stepping out?
Well, confirmed names from Channel 7 we have as Ada Nicodemu from Home and Away, the radio star Fifi Box, one that I tipped last week online, Tom Williams, and then we've got some other names that have leaked out as well, including the actors Luke Jacobs and Lincoln Lewis, the former co-host of The Voice, Renee Barge, and the model Erin McNaught. But two surprising names that I didn't expect to see on that list are Chappelle Corby. She's coming on board to do Dancing with the Stars after appearing on SAS Australia last year. I think that'll be interesting to see how she goes, because with the whole dancing thing, you do need to be quite vulnerable and put yourself out there, so that'll be interesting. And another one that I really didn't expect to see on the list is Beck Hewitt, Leighton Hewitt's wife. But I was told earlier in the week that she did take some convincing. She was a bit on the fence and borderline, and in the end has agreed to actually do that. That's not confirmed yet by Seven, but I think we can take it to the bank.
So all household names in their own household anyway. Jaden,
I thought you were going to go there.
Yeah, you know me too well already. Hey, mate, thanks very much for that. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
You too. Thanks, Gus.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert on The Wake Up Call.